2021 Tito Auto Forum wraps up successfully. The 2021 International Forum Tito on Chinese Automotive Industry Development was held between September the 3rd and 5th. Themed on integration, innovation, and green growth, the three-day forum focused on strategic and forward-looking subjects in 17 meetings featuring think tank views, high-level dialogues, leader discussions, brainstorm, and spotlights. On the forum, participants had an in-depth discussion on the trend of automobile development. It served as a think tank for the high-quality development of China's automobile industry. China-made high-end drug eluting stent launched in global market. Sino Medical Sciences Technology Company, a company from Tito, announced the commercial implantation of the HT Supreme Drug Eluting Stent at Hospital of National University of Ireland Galway, UNIG. It was the first case in partnership with UNIG, making the start of the global launch of the China-made high-end drug eluting stent. China's largest oilfield chemicals project put into production in Tito. On September the 1st, Sinuk's Bohai Production Center of Oilfield Chemicals was put into production in Nangang Industrial Zone. As Sinuk's largest chemical plant for water treatment and collection and transmission of oil and gas, the project has an independent production capacity of 50,000 tons per year, accounting for about 80% of the market share of domestic oilfield chemicals. The continuous supply of diverse and high-quality oilfield chemicals will secure the exploitation and smooth operation of offshore oilfields in China. Meiji Dairies will complete its production base by the end of the year. Recently, the production base of Meiji Dairies, a project that is expected to be completed by the end of this year, received power supply, being the first production plant established by Meiji Holding Company in North China with a total investment of about $300 million. The base mainly produces cold fresh milk, yogurt, and cream. Novo Nordisk explores global zero pollution circulation. Novo Nordisk China Pharmaceutical Company explored zero pollution circulation in various ways. As a multinational rooted in Tito, the Tianjin plant has become the lowest energy-consuming plant among its peers globally. By fully utilizing green energy and decreasing consumption of power and water, the plant plans to fulfill a zero impact of production activities, key suppliers, and products on environment by 2030. A new intelligent disinfection robot maker settles down in Tito. Recently, Kangzhichao Environmental Technology Tianjin Company settled down in Binhai Zhongguancun Science and Technology Park. Equipped with leading technologies in China, the company is engaged in the production and R&D of pest control devices. This year, the company's disinfection robots distinguished themselves in epidemic prevention and disinfection for the 5th World Intelligence Congress. China Energy and Chemical Industry Factoring reinvests 20 million yuan in Tito. Recently, China Energy and Chemical Industry Tianjin Commercial Factoring Company increased its capital by 20 million yuan in Tito, with a registered capital reaching 70 million yuan. Boosted by new inflow, the company will further upgrade its financial services and drive the rapid growth of commercial factoring in Tito. Four enterprises from Tito win Tianjin Quality Award. Recently, four enterprises including Tianjin Aerospace Long March Rocket Manufacturing Company and FAW Volkswagen Tianjin Branch have won Tianjin Quality Awards with a 1 million yuan award each. The biennial Tianjin Quality Award is the highest award for quality control in Tianjin. 80% of the winners were from TIDA in this year's selection, fully demonstrating the leading role of TIDA in quality control. Tianjin welcomes foreign-funded R&D centers with new policy. Recently, Tianjin issued a notice of examining tax exemption qualification of foreign-funded R&D centers to attract more foreign-funded enterprises to set up their R&D centers in Tianjin. According to the notice, foreign-funded R&D centers can be exempted from import duties, import value-added tax, and consumption tax when importing items for scientific research, scientific and technological development, and teaching in certain categories.